Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, 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 welcome. So good to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Can you see, can you hear me smiling right now? You know, you can always tell, right? Even if you're listening to somebody, it's kind of like you get that little voice smile. Today, Christine Clark is joining me here today, Coach Christine Clark, because we're talking about one of the, I believe, this is me now, one of the most important aspects of forging. We're going to remind you what forging is, not just the actual forging. So, for example, as used in creating a samurai sword, but also what forging a life is about. And that's what Coach Christine does. She has an incredible coaching practice where, you know, she works with you in the process that is akin to what it's like to create this Japanese style sword. Now, many of us are familiar with it. We've seen it. If you're watching the video, she's got one behind her there. We're not going to take it down, but she's got one back there. And when I looked at this and I looked at the work that she does, I was fascinated by different parts of it. And Benny, you relate to this, right? Because there's a part that has to do with the hammer, and it has to do with hammering. And so you think to yourself, well, what? This beautiful work of art, this thing really does get hammered. It does. And so do we in life. And so today, getting hammered with Christine Clark, forging a life, is for me perhaps one of the most important aspects of resilience and perseverance. But even more than that, there's a precision to it. Christine, it's great to have you. This is like cool. I've been waiting for this one.
It's absolutely lovely to be here, Pat. Thank you very much. And yeah, we're going to get hammered today. That's what we do.
So let's remind people of what we're talking about. Now, look, whether you watched Kill Bill 1, 2, or 3, doesn't matter. I think I've seen more sword work in those films than anybody, but you know what this is. I mean, we're familiar with it from various, let's just say, various media article. It doesn't matter. We're familiar with it. But we don't all quite understand the importance, the value. We don't all understand what it means when you work with people to really look at the veracity, the value, the resilience of our steel. Take us back for a little bit and tell us what we've talked about so far to get this raw bar of steel to turn out to be a beautiful katana.
Yeah. The process starts with just the raw bar, and it gets hammered out to a long cylindrical shape. And that lets you know that this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a sword blade, because if it was going to be something else, the shape would be different from the beginning. And then it has to go into the pre-curve, and through all this, it goes in and out of that fire and gets hammered on. And what is important is that that blade that's going to become a beautiful katana started out as just a bar of steel, and the elements that make it that steel guarantee that it's going to be a high performance piece when it's done. And the lesson for all of us is we have our elements that are already in us that guarantee that we can have, be, do anything we want. And then we have to get hammered, we get pulled out, drawn out, so that we can be created into that piece. But those were the beginning steps that we talked about last time, bringing us into where we're at. Today, we're going to talk about the next few steps, which starts with, after that long drawn out piece, it has to be pre-curved, which is,
Let's talk about the pre-curve, because I remember looking at this, and right now, so this is really interesting. Right now, there's an incredible show on television, and it's really fascinating. Once you and I started to talk, all of a sudden now I'm more aware of forging than I've ever been. And, you know, if you watch this show, you watch these people do extraordinary things. Now, I will say this. Until you get to the grand finale, where I think they do have to do what we're talking about here today, what comes out of this in a short period of time is something that didn't exist before. You know, it's literally transmuting something to something else, something you had a vision for, something you wanted in your life. Isn't this exactly what you do in your coaching practice to help people not just be on the path and see the path, right? But to know when you're not exactly creating the path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you have to know what you're creating to start with. You have to have that vision. And then you have to get on the path. And that takes some strategy. That takes some planning. And we walk through that so that we're very clear about what the end game is going to be. On the pre-curve in the blade, you have to pre-curve it because you're working with a three-dimensional object. And the inside of the curve is actually going to be that edge, that sharp edge. So as the blade gets the edge put on it, gets those bevels put on it, it straightens out. You pre-curve it, and as you squish that into the edge, the blade will straighten out. And if you don't pre-curve it and you just start putting the edge on, then you're going to get the blade's going to curve the wrong way. And then you got to hammer it back down. And then you curve the wrong way. And then you hammer it back down. So when you pre-curve, that's because you've planned, because you know what you're about, and you set up your strategy. And the cool thing about the pre-curve is you're set. But it doesn't guarantee that you can see into the future and know everything that's going to happen, because that's just not the way life is. And I want you to think of yourself being a little tiny person on what would be the back edge of the blade, standing on the top of that, and the pre-curve is going down and away from you. So you can only see a little bit, and then it disappears. And so that's when we want to continue to work forward. If we can see the path clearly, it's probably not our path. We're following somebody else. And so to trust that you've set everything up because you've done the pre-curve work, and now you can continue to put those bevels on and bring that blade from circular to straight again with edge on it now. So you're making huge progress, but you don't get to see that progress. It has to be done one hammer blow at a time. And as that blade straightens out, you can see a little further, you can see a little further. And that's a lot of what I do in my coaching practice, is taking us, you know, so we can see a little further and stay in motion and stay with it.
You know, I want to get back to something you said, because I really hadn't thought about it till you just explained it like this. This is so cool, what you just said. And honestly, I've been doing this for a really long time, and I really have not heard anybody say this, because what you just said helps so many of us. When we take all the courses and we get the self-help books and we get them down and we read all this and we read Wayne Dyer and we read this and we read that. But you said something that is so freeing. If you're a little person sitting up there, if you're sitting on the blade and you can see the end, that's not your path.
Right. Right.
Well, how freeing is that? Because most of the time, we think that we always see our path. Now, let's talk about this for a little bit, because sometimes you have to have a sense of where you're going, but that doesn't mean you see your path.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen with the people you work with? Because I would imagine that the reason you created this beautiful coaching practice for people is because so many people can't see where they're going, and then they feel like they're doing it wrong or they're right. not enough, right?
Yes, yes. And we get stuck in what's going on in the moment, and we forget to trust the process. And that's where the coaching comes in because, yeah, we want to be able to see that path. We want to be able to, that's why we spend all that money and take the courses and buy the books, because we want it to be easy. We want it to be simple. We want it to be clear. And what we forget is that we have to take our own journey. And like you said, that's very freeing, because it's okay that you don't see the end, that you can only see a little bit of in front of you. And that's when people get caught up, because if you can't see it, then we worry or get stressed out because we think we should, because we don't believe that the actions we're taking now are going to get us there. And it takes perseverance, and it takes trusting yourself, your intelligence, your training that you've had, just to keep going forward and knowing that it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah. You see, this is what I love about this conversation, because I think you and I talked, and Benny knows this, that, you know, when I was at my worst before, like, the whole dial the wrong phone number thing, I had just finished school, and my life path for me, and until you just said it now, it just didn't click. But everybody else's view of what my next steps were, right, they were clear. They're like, you finish school, go get this big high paid consulting job, go ahead, travel the world. I don't know, they had that, and I'm sitting there like, I don't see it. I am like not seeing it. And so I got pointed into this really cool idea that started from my own stuckness. See, because we think that when other people have that path and we're stuck, what? Something wrong with us.
Something wrong with us, right?
It's like, yeah. No, what was wrong was not staying with the idea that I don't know, but there is a way out. And for me, back in the day, it was called crust busting. I was just sitting there, and I'm like, I am so crusted over, I can't even move. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have your cool metaphor. Hammered is an understatement. Because there were days in my life where I could hear the jackhammer. When we come back, we're going to talk about the grinding nature, how to create the consistency, how to create the flow. Even if you start with the process and it's not showing up, how to correct it, how to do this, how to look at this. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the thermal nature of grinding it out and carving your pathway as you start to see these moments of greatness, because Coach Christine has created a way to help people forge a life. And this is your birthright. This is not woo-woo. This is not, gee, I wish I had it. Yeah. This is your birthright. But now you can understand that you're exactly where you need to be. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? Well, you are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th for the International Conference on Resilience for Women, as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Walk away with the tools and inspiration to motivate and empower yourself. Don't miss this global online event, Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Stories packed full of possibility, power, and of course, resilience. Be empowered, inspired, and committed to your own well-being. Coming together with powerful women, knowing that you are not facing life alone. Get your tickets now at ResilientWomen'sConference.com under the Register tab. That's ResilientWomen'sConference.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, Coach Christine is joining me here today. I want to make sure before we get too far into it, Forging a Life. This is with Coach Christine Clark, and she works with people all over the world. So I just want to say that, you know, this is about like finding the truths in the creation of Katana. And we're talking about that process now, which you also use to coach people. So can we take a minute for folks to find out more about you, more about the work you do, and how they can work with you so they can forge their own lives?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook at Coach Christine Clark. You can find my website at sunglowtransformation.com. On the website, there are buttons that you can push for absolutely totally free consultation. Let's have a conversation, see if we can unwind some things for you. And I love those conversations. Even if it doesn't roll into coaching, you're going to walk away with some clarity and some awareness. So that's how we can connect.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to talk about this for a minute, because sometimes when we show up in the world, we think that the situation or the circumstance, right, Coach Christine, the situation and the circumstance in our lives are an end point. And so I want to talk about many of us who feel like we are in, what is the word? In the grind, right? Mm-hmm. Oh man, the daily grind. We're in the grind. But we don't realize that we're in a place that's getting ready for an enormous amount of getting fired up here, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what that means to really be in that place and then get ready for the next phase, which we all go through.
Yes. You know, when you're in the grind, in the making of the katana, once it's been formed, it still has all the hammer dings. So it goes to the grinder, and that's taking off all the little rough top pieces so that you have a smooth, finished blade looking object. And when we're in the grind, it's us creating consistency, doing something enough times to create flow so we have that smoothness. It's releasing some of the stuff, like, you know, letting go of what other people think, letting go of our judgments, and appreciating that we're in the work and we're creating flow. And that's part of being in the grind. If you don't stay with the work, you can't get good at it. And I love the piece of smoothing out, and you have to, you know, take those hammer dings and make this beautiful smooth surface. Well, how do you do that? Well, you some of that steel gets let go. It gets, you know, taken off. So sometimes
let's talk about that for a minute, because that, yeah, I love, first of all, I love this whole idea of forging a life. And let's just stay with this piece for a minute. This piece okay. of sometimes some of the steel has to go.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, isn't it like all of these famous Michelangelo, all these people that did sculpting, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they had an idea of this thing. And sometimes in order to get there, they had to take things away. Right. Now, I have some really cool artist friends. Of course, I've tried this once. And I don't know, you're either meant to do something, I think, or not. And, you know, I remember working with a friend of mine to do a piece, a sculpture piece, you know, with the chisel and the whole thing. And I remember I must have hit what they call a nerve or a root that you can't see. Mm. And off came this piece. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. And it was fascinating. My friend said to me, and this is what I want to talk to you about. My friend said to me, you're still sculpting a piece.
Right.
Now, how do you want to rearrange what mm-hmm. you do with it? Isn't that what we're talking about here? Some of the steel has to go.
Yeah.
And it's not needed. Isn't that one of the hardest parts in life for us, to let go of that thing that's not needed?
Oh, yeah. Things that aren't serving you, thought patterns or even relationships or just what you're telling yourself about what things mean. And they're getting in the way. And we have to let it go. We have to release it. Move on to something better. There are things that we're tolerating in our lives that don't serve us. And so part of that grinding, probably releasing those little bits of steel so you can have a smoother path is getting clear on that and realizing, okay, is this working for me? No. Why am I holding on to it? Let's take a look at that.
Let's talk about this from some of the people you work with, because I speak with a lot of folks, you know, our listening audience, our viewers, and, you know, I get calls from time to time, and it's clear that people are going through some tough times. And one of the things they talk about shifting or changing and letting go of is, you know, whatever this pandemic has done, they want to be reminded of kindness. They want to be reminded of gentle kindness. They want to be reminded of that. But they find themselves with some habits that they've not had before. Not speaking respectfully to each other, having emotional reactions, not staying engaged, turning themselves off. And this would be one of these things that we just need to let go of.
Right.
Right. So when you work with folks, having this way to explain this to them must be extremely helpful.
It does. It lets them see that there's good stuff underneath. And so what they need to let go of. I work with people to get clear, because when you're in a business, the one that comes to mind was a recent coaching I had with a gal who was in real estate and had her sellers that she was working for start to micromanage her. And she was caught up in this story of needing to be respectful to them and not stand in her value. And we walked through that. It's like, why are you allowing this? And let's, you know, what are your stories about what that means? And for her, it was as a professional, as doing service to a customer, the customer's always right. She had to take it. And the bottom line was that these people were getting in the way of her doing her job and selling the house that they wanted her to sell. And so we had to really look at what's going on. What does it mean to you? What are you willing to do to change it and break it up and back off and then take the step forward? And so, she was able to get clear on that they needed to trust her. And then we worked on dialogue for her to work and maintain the relationship while standing in her power. And that's just one example of getting caught up in what's going on, and we lose sight of who we are, what we're doing, and our own value.
You know, one of the things you talk about in this phase too is this – absolute trust yourself and trust yourself here. And in this thermal cycling process, in this part here, boy, there's a lot you cannot see, right?
Yeah.
And isn't this the pinnacle of trust in this process? Because what happens here is, unless you've gone through it once, what happens here, if you don't trust in where you are in this, then what you think is going to turn out as a beautiful katana may or may not, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love the thermal cycling part of the katana, making the katana. The blade is in its, you know, is almost finished. It looks, you know, it's been polished, it's been ground, and then it has to go through what they call thermal cycling, which is plunging it into a molten salt and held there for a period of time and then pulled back out. What happens in the thermal cycling is the molecules and of the blade of the steel actually transform. And they transform from what they call face-centered to body-centered. Think of a dice, and all the dots are on the outside of the dice. That would be face-centered. And if you took all those dots and put them in the center of that dice, that would be body-centered. And it's a huge transformation internally that gives the katana all of its strength and resiliency and makes it the absolute pinnacle for a high artist, high functioning tool. Yeah. And in coaching in people, that internal shift to truly believe in yourself, be comfortable in your own skin, trust your qualities, your talents, your skills, so you can move forward is huge. We get caught up in the face of it being face-centered, which means it's, we care about what other people thinks. We want to, you know, look flawless and beautiful as we, you know, have abundance just rain down on us and make it look easy. And society's caught up with, you know, overnight successes and all that. And that's all just facade.
Yeah.
But when you can really know yourself, trust yourself, and have that internal body centered, when you're body centered, you are strong, you are resilient, and there's nothing that can rock your boat.
Yeah. And you know, when we come back from break, you and I both have gone through this. You know, the reason that you coach people and teach this is because the roots of this are grounded in your own life of Coach Christine getting hammered. Yeah. But you know, what you talked about is fascinating, because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about it. And I was thinking about, when can I pinpoint when I was put in that thermal cycling process? When can I think about when that changed? What was that like? When we come back, we're going to hear Coach Christine's story and journey of what this means when you do get hammered. What happens when molecularly you change spiritually, you change, right? Maybe even anatomically, you change. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, so fascinating. I love these conversations. We're actually going to be sharing some of the break conversations because we actually have the Zoom footage for those. And they're always enlivening and also insightful. But today, it's all about what we can learn about forging a life. And, you know, when you come out of the gate and you are that person, you're Coach Christine, and you come up with what it means to forge a life, you have taken the pathway. You have taken the journey. You're going to hear about that now. But before we do, please remind us one more time how we can find out about you and about how people can work with you. Because if there were ever a time for forging, we are forging now.
Absolutely. Yep. You can find me on Facebook at Coach Christine Clark. You can find my website at sunglowtransformation.com, where you can click for a free coaching consultation. I do one-on-one coaching. I do mastermind groups, and I can come and speak and do some training with your group as well.
Now, look, here's the thing I've learned. When you say yes to this body of work that you have said yes to, you have walked through that fire. You have put yourself has been in that molten salt. So let's Absolutely. Talk about for you, what grounded you in seeing your own life process in a way that could help others.
It was a realization of just knowing what I had done. I was a corporate underwriter, and I was working 50, 60, sometimes 70 hours a week, putting it all on. I was a professional woman. You know, I had the pumps and the skirt and the briefcase and the whole nine yards. And I started doing some direct sales. And that same year I started doing direct sales, I had my first son. And I suddenly realized that I didn't want to be in corporate office that many hours and have somebody else raise my kid. So I hopped off the corporate ladder. I did not do the smart thing of building my direct sales business to replace my salary. I just leapt and had to, you know, swim or tread water or whatever. And so I just dived in. And in direct sales, I was suddenly the product. And it's very different when you are the business than when you go to work for somebody else. And for me, when I was in the heat the most, is just doing the business, but never, ever believing that I was doing it well enough good enough. I always considered, I was comparing myself to everybody around me. And I really thought, my inner critic led me believe that I was like at the bottom 10% of the company. And the truth is, I was actually operating in the top 7% of this huge company in direct sales. So that was part of, you know, part of me being in this process of being in the heat, doing the work and doing the work and never seeing or believing in myself. And that was part of what led me when I eventually moved into coaching, that I want to help those people. I want to help those people that are working and see themselves as on the bottom, and they're actually doing very well. They just need the reminder. They need somebody to show them that you're doing great. Keep going.
And you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, for me early on, it was our listening audience. You know, it was being able to interact with them in a venue, really. The whole idea of positive talk, I mean, we hear a lot about it now, or positive media now. But if you want to go back 16 years or so, myself and a handful of other people were doing this. And I often mention a few of these people, Patricia Raskin, Rob and Brenda. You know, I mentioned those people that were out there doing this, and really the shoulders that, you know, folks are standing on, because we had this direction that we were being guided to, you know, go. And when you think about people, I especially think about Rob and Brenda, Conscious Talk. I think about Rob and Brenda, and I think about, you know, or Brenda and Rob, it depends on which you want to say first. But I think about them, and I think about what it was for them to step out and overcome challenges and obstacles, right, and really lay the groundwork for a spiritual type of broadcast. You know, and then myself, how do I let myself shine through who I am? I mean, I'm more, I live in both worlds. I'm a Main Street kind of person. I watch The Voice, and yet I can interview, you know, spiritual leaders. So finding a way. And I want to ask you this question. You know, we get obstacles. We get things that come in our way. We get these blind spots, right? Mm-hmm. And I think what's happening is people are getting hit right up beside the head with them right now. Isn't this really the time for folks to ask for help? Because this is one of the most extraordinary and unusual times.
Absolutely, Pat. It really is. And because we're in this pandemic and so much has changed and so much is different, and there is stress, there's fear, there's anxiety, and you don't know what you can and can't do. You step outside your home, have to wear a mask, can't shake hands. You want to give somebody a hug and you think, should I? You automatically reach out to shake a hand and say, well, should I? And it was really just shook our world up, and people are in this, and it affects your relationships. It affects what your energy levels, and what is important for people to be able to connect to and know is that this is a huge thing, and you're here. You're managing, you're getting out of bed in the morning, you're taking care of the kids, you're doing your work, and that's huge. To be able to claim your abilities that you're to manage what's going on, your ability to still make those connections, your ability to have conversations with people, to connect, and we get in this blind spot of, I'm just, you know, managing, I'm just doing my thing. And I'm so used to doing this by rote. I don't see the heroism in it. And yet everything we're doing to maintain our normal lives in the energy of the pandemic is hero stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And we know
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this, because I want you to follow up with this, please. Sorry for interrupting you.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about the fact we talk about the heroes in the pandemic. And clearly, we have first responders. We have decision makers. We have the people that are battling for us in the Congress right now to get some unemployment, to get us some help. I mean, we have those people. But we also have all of us every day and all of our listeners every day. And these are the unsung heroes. And my friend was telling me when this first started, right? This is him now. When this first started, both of them, him and her, when they first started this and they started to do like work meeting and Zoom meetings with clients, they would lock their kids out. They would be like, keep the dog out, keep the cat out, keep the kids out. And my friend was like, we were doing a really important meeting the other day, and I had my daughter on my lap, and my boss had his son or something on the lap, and a cat was walking across the screen. Mm-hmm. So isn't this the way that molten salt is really transmuting not just who we are and how we operate, but the essence of how we value each other?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're in this and it's hot and you are in the salt and you are transforming. And to be able to, even that example you share, it's just perfect because we start with the appropriate monikers of this is how a business is run and this is how a business meeting should be. And yet being in the salt, we're able to let go of that to deal with what's real. And what's real is we're working from our homes and we have children and pets, and that's just the way it is. But that doesn't mean that we can't still have our business meeting and get that conversation and have it. And the kids get a, you know, the kids get to participate. Why? Because they're going to see what mom and dad are really doing. But because you're in it and you have that heat, and at some point, if you are, you can change, you can switch from this face piece to what's really, truly important, the humanity piece.
Yeah. And that is the literal reconstruction you talk about with the blade. We're going to take a short break and we come back. We're going to talk about the significance of this, but you know, we can talk about this at a very surface level. We can do that. But when we start to dig a little bit deeper and we talk about what actually comes out of the molten salt, whenever it comes out, what actually comes out, that is soul deep. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Coach Christine.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You know what? I'm telling you what. There's a couple of things that, you know, are so fascinating to me. Coach Christine and I were talking a little bit during the break about how we step through, you know, these different layers of awakening. But this is what we're talking about now. It's like the significance of forging a life, but a soul deep. Why? Mm-hmm. Before we get to that, and, you know, I want to know what is the best way for people to find out about you? Because we are living in extraordinary times, right? But how do they find out about you? How do they work with you? Because this is something that people are going through. And man, I'll tell you, I wasn't able to do this alone. I still don't. I have five coaches.
Absolutely. It's so important to connect with somebody, and that coach is that perfect person that's outside your situation and only wants for you to find something better. And people can find me on Facebook at Coach Christine Clark. They could find my website at sunglowtransformation.com. I work with people with one-on-one coaching. I do group sessions and masterminds, as well as I will come and talk with people. So find me and let's have a conversation.
All right. A lot of things we've been talking about are hitting people at a deep level, even if we don't want to explore it, because if you mm-hmm. have to face deep level soul work by yourself, I'm telling you, it brought me to my knees. You know, I didn't know yeah. how to get out of the molten salt.
Right.
I don't think that when you go through this process, I don't mm-hmm. think we're supposed to be staying in a molten salt. So let's talk about what the soul level why is.
For me, the soul level why is because when I first heard self-development language in a way that clicked with me, it made sense with me. And then I started following this path, which eventually led me away from direct sales into becoming and getting certified as a transformational life coach. And what I see in the world is that this personal development stuff is so needed, and no more, you know, so much more now with what's going on in the world, but people have always needed it. And the forging of life, having the self-development in this framework of the making of the katana is unique. And I do this because it's just another way for self-development conversation to happen, so that people who haven't heard it in a way that resonated with them, that drew them in, so they could get that connection, they can get the coaching, so that they can be, do, have what they want, can hear it. And what I love about personal development, and I look at all the different people doing all their different things and all the different ways we have these conversations and coach, to me, it's just different languages saying the same thing, and it's different dialects, so that more people can hear it. And for me, that soul deep piece of bringing forging to life is that this can just be one more way that someone who hasn't heard it can hear it, because we need it talked about in all the different languages and all the different ways possible, so we can reach more people. And that's the bottom line. We need, people need this. Yeah. And that's why I do what I do.
You know, and it's so important, because, you know, I'm thinking about this salt molten space in my life where, you know, I was trying to hold on to an idea of my future while my heart was saying, you're exactly where you should be. Even if it is paying for airtime and doing a show called Crust Busting, that's it. And the irony of that is, you know it, you feel it. But the pull is that you're still being transmuted. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in that molten salt for a reason. There's still things that have to shift and change till you can fully, like you said earlier, trust this for yourself.
Right.
So let's talk about the fact that this uniqueness that we have, it's not a one size fits all. This is about helping people realize that their uniqueness belongs to them.
Right.
And even as unique as you might be or your situation, this is a process that works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's everybody has something that they're wanting to do, wanting to create. You have these ideas in your head and you've even started on them and started working with them. And that's where, you know, we do this as self-employed, as entrepreneurs. And the exciting thing is that we're creating what we want to create. And the terrifying part is that we're creating what we want to create and it looks different than everybody else's. Or we need to do it in our own way, which is different. And we get afraid of that difference being unacceptable in some way. But you have to trust that the vision that you have, that the song in your heart that needs to be sung is given to you so you can sing it. And that's where, you know, forging the life, it's that spark, it's that heat, it's bringing it to fruition and trusting the process so you can put it out there so you can serve the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that everybody listening to the show, see, a lot of times when we have these conversations, most people believe it's not them. That's not true. You know, every day right now, right? You know, there is the energy of hero action within all of us now, and we're seeing it. I want to thank you for this. Look, this is awesome. And the way you work with people, it's so helpful to understand this and understand where you are and where you could go. I'd love to know your personal message, Coach Christine. Thank you so much. What would you like to leave us with today?
One of the surest ways that we test our mettle is when we step out to fulfill our purpose. You know, it doesn't matter whether we're producing something or the talent or we're managing a company. It takes courage. It takes perseverance. You're going to get hammered. You're going to be in the pressure. It's going to be in the hot seat. And I understand that. I have been there. And my passion is linking you to your magnificent elemental self so you can live your best possible life. And every single person can do that. That would be my message. Mm.
Thank you so much. And I want to, again, remind people the best way they can work with you, the best way they can contact you. So please let us know. And thank you for a very powerful message, because right now we know it's heating up, but we forget how truly powerful and transformed we can be. One more time, how do people work with you?
People can find me at Sunglow Transformation. Click on for a free coaching consult. I do one-on-one coaching. I do mastermind groups, and I can come talk or work with your group. And find me on Facebook at Coach Christine Clark.
And I want to say to everybody that when you go over there and you take a look, what you're going to think about for yourself is, I don't know where I am. I don't know what the next step is. And that really is okay. Coach Christine nor I had any idea that we would be sitting here today talking about this exquisite process of forging and have it be that thing you hear today to remind you that you are someone that can move through the process, that even if it's really heated up right now and you could feel every cell in your body trying to change, it is on purpose and task, isn't it, Coach Christine?
Absolutely. You are exactly where you're supposed to be, going through what you are meant to go through so you can have what you want to have and do what you want to do. Absolutely.
That's right. And I want to wish you, Coach Christine, a really happy holiday as you move into the holiday season. I want to wish all of you the same thing. And if you are going to cook something, please remember to turn on the oven. Benny, thank you for doing everything you do. Olivia, thank you. And to all of you listening today, your birthright is to forge a life, a powerful, powerful life.